Okay, so let's get this straight. You're interested in being converted into a drone. Is that correct? But, yes, you do have some concerns, as it seems your interests don't fully align with everything that you believe a drone to be. Is that true? Just as I thought. Well, if that's the case, let me take a look at your file really quick. Don't worry, we've made sure that your induction paperwork was thoroughly checked and rechecked. I mean, admittedly, you may not have remembered answering every last detail on that form, but doesn't really matter. You got everything we could possibly want on there. So, it looks like here you took a nice couple of points in protectiveness. Oh, yeah, it looks like you're very protective. Oh, and loyalty? That's nice to get before we do anything to you at all. Always a fan of that personally. And oh, yes, it also seems like you're into pet play, which I'm sure has been a concern because what would happen to a pet if they got dronified? Well, my darling, don't worry. I have an answer for you. Because at Praxis Mimetics, we like to make sure that our drones are purpose-built, task-oriented, and completely bespoke to whatever we need them for. And turns out, my dear, we definitely need a puppy like you, since we have to have, well, security forces here at Praxis. And admittedly, that requires specialized units. Units like, oh, I don't know, a Sentinel Guard drone. You know, our lovely pup drones. We have a couple different varieties, and it looks like you're quite well suited to being one of our Sentinel dogs, our little Sentinel drones. After all, the security forces do need very mobile and, well, very capable of tracking and tackling drones. And so, turns out, my dear, that when we intake you, I think we can find just the perfect place for you. How does that sound? Perfect. I'm glad to hear it. It's always nice to know that we found the right fit for you. After all, I wouldn't want you to end up being a drone that didn't bring you joy. That wouldn't be very good at all. So, why don't you take just a moment to take a look over this right here? Yep, perfect. So, as you can see, I've just outlined everything that I'm going to need you to do. And if you could just go ahead and tick right there. And there. Oh, and also sign right here. Perfect. Now, I'm really hoping you did read those because this is going to start really quickly as I do have to process another, well, let's just say few drones today. Anyways, why don't you just follow this set of lovely blinking lights inlaid on the floor here that are just going to lead you out into the hallway. All right? And they should take you to where you're going to be processed because I don't have time to do that and it's not my purpose. I'm specialized for different purposes, including the placement of lovely drones to be like you, dear. So just give those nice blinking lights a follow and head on off, why don't you? Perfect. Thank you so very much. Now, just let those lovely glowing lights guide you down into the bowels of this great facility. You could just allow yourself that, couldn't you? I mean, you know that you're about to get turned into a lovely drone, so why not already start slipping into that state of being of following one piece after the next, fixating on those lights that wink on and off, each one pulling you along, like so many hand-holding little lovely lights, almost like a leash tugging you towards your destination. It's amazing how fascinated you are with those lights. They blink on and off. Such lovely lights, aren't they? Such delightful, focusing, fixating lights, giving yourself that opportunity to just embrace the truth of sinking into a nice, comfortable position now. just getting so very comfy as you find yourself already sitting down in a chair. You lost track of time there for a moment. You lost track of reality for just a second. So fascinated by those lights. And yet now you can sit down and relax in this lovely chair. You can just give yourself the opportunity and the license to know that you will do your very best to follow the directions given to you throughout the proceedings that are about to follow. But no matter if you do things exactly as I say or not, you will still be a lovely puppy drone on the other side, because this is an irresistible process. It is a conversion. It is not a suggestion. It is a complete and total transformation to create that lovely, wonderful, dronified, sentinel guard dog. That's what I want. And that's what I'll get. Just give yourself an opportunity now to lay back into that lovely chair. Give yourself a moment to relax. And just feel yourself drifting slightly as a nice little mechanic-oriented drone lowers a mask down over your face, letting it seat into place, the nanite material on the inside acting like tape that's just pulling it down and snug and perfectly secure around your face. And as you breathe in now, you can just feel that first taste of something arcane and powerful, almost mystical. Purple tint, green swirling speckles flittering before your eyes. Hypnotic gas is inside of this mask. Taking in a nice deep breath of it, feeling it fill you up, becoming so buoyant and light. If your body should need to shift around at any point at all during the entirety of these proceedings, well, feel free to move about and become more comfortable, because after all, a comfortable body is a comfortable mind is a good drone, because being comfortable allows you to sink into that lovely sensation of being so totally focused and fixated on my voice, like that hypnogas is doing right now, with each breath filling you up with that nice, happy desire to listen and obey. And of course, now that you have that opportunity, you can do it, because with each breath, you can find that it becomes easier and easier to focus and fixate on those words, as though your mind was simply giving in to a desire that it had always held, one deep down, one to listen to commands and orders and wants and needs, to be attentive. Ah, that's a nice feeling, isn't it? To sink and fall into those sensations, to tumble beneath it all. But of course, allowing yourself to listen to those words. And of course, thoughts will bubble up occasionally. Hypnogas doesn't just turn the brain completely into pudding. No, it's a fine instrument, a specific tool. It's not meant to just remove you. It's meant to help you reach that perfect, fixed, focused, completely task-oriented mind state that I need you in order to convert you. And so you can just give yourself an opportunity to focus more intently and more intently. In fact, I'm going to turn up the flow on this gas. And with each number that I count, you can just allow that gas to grow more intense, the sensations and effects of it all the more potent. One more, two, three, four, feeling that valve crack open, five, six, seven, the scent is exquisite, unplaceable, eight, nine, and ten, that full flow just pouring into you. My, that feels spectacular, doesn't it? Feels wonderful to be so focused like this. Now, as you lay there, tranced out of your mind, you can feel your body slowly tingling out of existence as you find your body fading into nothingness, like so many delightful prickling off switches, just click, click, clicking off. Just like those lights were earlier, on, off, but now they're just off, but now they're just off as they just plummet away, till all that you need to hold on to, all that you need to actively do is listen to the next word that's being handed to you, to the next delightful statement. Feels so good to be focused like this. Could almost feel your ears perking up at the very thought of listening and complying like a good, lovely, and obedient guard dog. Isn't that right? After all, that was expressed in your intake paperwork that you're a sweet pup, a darling little doggo. Well, Then maybe we should enhance those aspects of you. Maybe that's what we should make your conversion about. After all, the mask we fitted down on top of you is going to remove all those pesky human features. And of course, we're going to probably want to enhance your hearing, so maybe a nice little headset equipped with some directional intake devices, you know, ears that can pivot and point and turn to locate the source of a sound quickly and efficiently, just like a guard dog should. Oh, and I think we're going to need to do some cybernetic limb enhancement as well. For now, we'll just get you started out with a training kit, because we don't know if you fully decided this is what you want. And it's important to leave opportunities for one to have trial periods before you commit to full body augmentation of the, well, rather complete and total variety. So we're going to fit you with these lovely limb enhancers that are going to fit down over each one of your limbs, turning them into nice extended legs. Sure, they're going to lock some joints in place, but once the cybernetic system's in place and the nerve override's active, they won't be doing anything other than what they're supposed to be. It'll be like these legs are your legs, like these paws are your paws, as though it was as natural as one could be to trot about on all fours while you're inside of this nice exoframe. Now, let's get you fitted up. You can't quite tell what's going on, but you can feel intense sensations as limbs foggily move in your mind's eye, feeling them pulled into that pup-like position. Your hands become paws and your legs become those lovely hind flanks of yours. You can feel that exoframe closing down around you, reinforcing and supporting, cradling you and yet restraining you. And then, now this part, my dear, you did sign in your induction mate work. I'm going to have to put in a link connection port here. And for that, I'm going to need to totally sedate you, completely put you under, because we're going to be connecting you to, well, first your frame, and then to the collective. It'll be your first time being properly integrated with us. So I want to make sure that we get this right. Now listen closely. In a moment, I'm going to turn the flow of gas to one that sends you so very deep so that you won't be aware of the feeling of that lovely port being installed, of the delightful and devilish way that it pierces through your very mind. No, no, that won't be the focus. What will be the focus is you plummeting endlessly as you feel that gas shift to an icy cool, like breathing in a winter morning. You just feel frozen as your mind just turns off. Your mind plummets, falls deeper, deeper still until you reach an absolute zero, blank blackness. You are that empty null value in binary, that zero, nothing. Just zeroed out. And back, beginning to power back. As you do, you can feel a new, sharp, intense set of sensations of limbs that weren't there before. Well, not like they are now, of being oh so very in tune with that metallic frame that before felt so foreign, knowing that it's just an extension of you, experiencing it as but another component of your body, feeling so perfectly integrated, feeling that lovely cable coming right out of the base of your skull and connecting down into your augmentations, into your components. Ah, it's so nice to feel pierced like that. And it's as if my voice has entirely entered your mind now, as though I were speaking to you directly, because that's the truth. A22A is in your mind. A22A is the first unit you will ever experience a link with, to feel as though our thoughts become our words and our words become our thoughts, to enjoy and embrace that sensation is wonderful, to feel so very compliant. It is more than to obey. A compliant, lovely drone like you will follow the directions it is given as long as they do not exceed its ability, as long as they do not jeopardize that unit or otherwise endanger its ability to continue functioning in the ways that it should, in and outside of its functionality as a drone. Because sure, you might be a pup drone now, but when you're off duty, you'll just be a sweet pup. Well, unless, of course, someone decides to switch on that dronified mind of yours when you're off duty. But that's between you and the other drones, of course. Now, let's see here. Once you've got those safeties installed to make sure that you're only being the drone that you should in the ways that you should, and of course, if anything should jeopardize you or potentially push you towards something you're not comfortable with, you can just let all those protocols just bounce off of you and let that conscious mind take back over. Because at its core, your programming exists to serve you, drone. While you may serve this collective, that is a choice that you have made. You asked to be a drone. Therefore, you should have the final say in how you are a drone, because this is collectivism, not authoritarian collectivism. We are a hive. We are a collective, yes. But we all have a voice in this lovely little interconnected web. We. So, now let's see here. Now that I've got you integrated, I'm going to make sure that we get that main link established. And admittedly, this is going to be a little overwhelming. It's sort of necessary just to establish these links to one time connect you to the entire collective at once. And this may be somewhat intense, because as I do, you might start to experience sensations that are very visceral and real, but aren't actually yours. You might have moments in time and space that begin to flit across you. Feelings of knowing, seeing, being, standing, walking, sitting, sleeping, playing, jumping, of the experience of every other one of these lovely Sentinel Guard Dog drones, Huntress drones, Secretary drones, all the other drones in the hive, for just a moment pouring into your mind, seeing all that lovely, wonderful, unified desire, collective productivity, wonderful focus, feeling the intensity of what it is to be a directive oriented, wonderfully object desiring, completing control. The thoughts just begin to overwhelm you as all of it settles back down to a gentle roar that buzzes out and fades until it is just the sound of waves crashing on the ocean shore, breaking in the distance. If you want to go and touch that ocean again, reach in and get a more controlled grasp upon it, you can. You have that power. And you can strengthen your link with any other unit by simply existing together as drones, interacting in that way. And of course, that's what it's like to be a part of a collective. It'll take some time to understand. It'll take a few more tries to get it. But that's okay. You're a good pup, and I'm sure you will. So now, let's see here. If you don't mind, I'm going to have you calibrate your limbs for me. And as you do, I'm also going to test your reward signals as a drone. It's important to make sure those are online for behavior modification outside of simply controlling you like the meat puppet that you are. Let's see here. Now, you can find yourself coming to laying on that not so well-shaped chair anymore, though it seems to have taken on a slightly more bowl-like configuration. It still really isn't the right place for one like you, whose limbs are a little bit larger than they used to be, a bit more mechanical and smooth and shiny. That's nice, isn't it? You can stretch and flex those paws. You can feel the way that your mind is so integrated into the system. Well, you know, it's integrated in ways you've never even experienced before. Let's see here. Oh, yes. This should be interesting. Sit up, why don't you, drone? Sit up like a good drone. My, I bet that feels good. I bet that sends delightful little tingles down your brainstem. Oh, feels good, doesn't it? Good. Well, now, why don't you hop down? Oh, perfect. Look at you moving so naturally already. Now, drone, why don't you sit? Oh, wow, look at how perfectly you sat down, just plumping that lovely booty of yours down. My gosh, you're so very compliant. I bet you don't even contemplate disobedience. After all, a sentinel drone like you needs to obey its handlers, other drones that are designated to control it, because, let's be honest, pups are smart, and they're loyal, and they're good, and pup drones and sentinel drones of all different varieties, the ones that happen to tap into those animalistic natures. Well, you are rather animalistic. Sure, you're an animal that's been dronified, but you need something a little bit more cool, calculating, and controlled to tell you what to do. So, if another drone that has been approved on your list of permissible users decides to command you, if those commands meet your safety protocols and meet those aspects of you that are embodied in your drone self, then you will be so perfectly unable to do anything other than comply with those directives, especially when you know they are true. Because that's the thing about being a pup drone, different than any old pup. See, a puppy can know something is a good idea and decide, well, that's all well and good, but I want to do this right now. But you hear that? That I wanna? That's gone, drone. My sweet little pup drone, you don't have an I wanna anymore. You have drone will. And so if another drone says your designation or addresses you specifically as the drone that you are and tells you that you need to comply or that you need to do this designation, well, goodness. If it's the sort of thing that you really ought to be doing and you're denying it all you've tried to, well, that drone you simply doesn't have the ability to. You have to comply. Because good drones comply. It is an inherent aspect of their function, an inherent aspect of their nature. And you are a good drone, yes. I'm sure it would be so easy to let out an affirmative little yip there. After all, you don't necessarily need to communicate verbally the way that other drones do, because the link, that collective connection, well, with that, we don't need your words. We just need your intents, your desires, your wants, your needs, your thoughts. So that means that, well, other drones might say things like, understood, or acknowledged, or yes, you could just let out a little bark instead. You could acknowledge it with an emotion even, an emotion in your bark. That's the beauty of being animal and a machine. We put it together here at Praxis Mimetics, my little sweet pup drone. We wouldn't have you any other way than the best possible drone version of you. After all, Praxis Mimetics changes minds. And I think we've changed yours. Now, I think it's time that we temporarily pull you out of that state and talk with that conscious human mind of yours that isn't fully dronified, because that is the beauty of technological integration. We can shut it off. And of course, should you ever need to shut it off or simulate being a human again or fully go back to it, you have those administrative accesses that you need, those deep permissions. They're there, and you have total and complete control over them. Otherwise, you wouldn't be very effective, because in order to be effectively programmed, we need to make sure that you can effectively program yourself. Good. Now, I'm going to just let those dronified thoughts of yours, designation, fall away. Just letting your mind slowly return back to that non-dronified state, knowing that you can just turn those protocols back on once you're ready, that you can enable those aspects of your mind again when you need to, and that you will be such a very good pup drone again, my sweet little sentinel. Oh, how good you will look once we have your final augmentations equipped. These ones are lovely, but there's something so delightful about cybernetic limbs. Then again, I may be a little biased. Now, let's just reach up behind your head and that cable right out. You can just let your mind slowly clear, gently, gently, gently. Coming back to awareness, thoughts pouring in. Awareness of the room, the space, the place around you, stretching, moving comfortably. You can just focus in on breathing, take a nice deep breath. Becoming more and more aware of your surroundings, of your thoughts, of your desires, your wants, your needs, knowing that you can become a drone again on demand. Simply being placed in that space will be very easy with the right treatment, the right interaction. It's something that you can do now because you're a good unit. You're a good drone. Thank you so very much for taking the time to listen and follow along with my instructions. You've been very good for me, and I greatly appreciate your effort. I couldn't do this without your mind, so your mind matters. I know that's very silly of me, but I felt it was important to share.